Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, first of all, it's nice to meet you.
Same, absolutely. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you feeling after watching the episode back? Obviously, you live it, but sometimes watching it back is a little different. So how was that experience?
It's always fun to watch what you performed and how everything went, right? So it was great. It was actually mixed feelings.
Of course. You know?
Yeah, but it was fun seeing all the other competitors and, you know, going into that farm, cooking quick fires and cooking the spicy challenge. It was great.
Yeah, actually, real quick, I wanted to ask you because I know you've won Chopped and you've been on TV before. Does that help when you go into a competition where cameras are in your face and you're cooking? Did it help a little bit?
Yeah, actually, I was never afraid of cameras because I was in front of cameras at the age of 19. That was my first kind of like the video I did with some news channel back at home in India. But yes, being in competition with Chopped, that really helps, like the time management and all that. You're already like, you know, you already had your relay done. So yeah, it really helps, like being in other competitions and then going to the Top Chef and, you know, kind of, but it's different. Top Chef is very different than, you know, Chopped.
Yes, true. Yeah, you talked about obviously the challenge itself. It seemed like you were doing well up until this one. Do you think, was it the lamb or was it the spice that sent you home? Do we think?
I think it's a spice because, you know, always with me, even like, you know, everyone had an interpretation of Indian cuisine is spicy and all. But for me, even in all my restaurants, I believe flavors are more important than spice because sometimes over spice kills flavors. So that's the reason, you know, always I believed in flavorful food rather than spicy hot. But yeah, but this challenge was about spicy. So I tried my all the best to keep the flavors aligned with the spice level. And it was a progression. So I didn't want it to go like, you know, again, because it was a team challenge and I wanted to stay with my team and even hear them out what they think about it. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. They all said, okay, it needs to be spicier toward the end. You guys fixed it.
Yes.
It still wasn't spicy enough. And then in judges' table, everyone's like, yeah, it wasn't spicy enough. Do you feel like people should have been a little bit more vocal earlier?
I think they gave their honest feedback. And I believe everyone taste buds were numb that time after tasting so much of spices. So I think they all gave a perfect feedback of, I think they when they said it needs more spice. So I actually increased more spice because at the end, the dish was already prepared, right? I slow braised it. I slow cooked it, the lamb, and the sauce was really delicious. I tried to give more accompaniments to with it to make it a complete course. But at the end, yes, I was happy with the dish. But it's a competition, right? And one has to go home. And it was me this time.
Yeah. That's such a good point about the sort of numbing your palate. And like, as a viewer, we really can't tell what's spicy or not. So it's hard to sort of gauge. But I know you said like your spice level is more of like a 2 out of 10. Were you worried at all taking the last course? Or do you feel like a vindaloo is really spicy? Like, I've had vindaloo before and it's pretty spicy. So like, did you feel confident, I guess, taking that last spot?
Yes, actually, I was very confident because that dish I have cooked a lot of times. And I think that bringing that vindaloo dish also represent from where I come from, right? And yes, if I could have done crudo, I could have done some tacos, I could have done, because my Indian cuisine is not only stuck to, I have a global influence on my Indian cuisine. I could have definitely done it. But at the end, you know, we all worked as a team and everyone chose their dishes. And I think when everyone chose their dishes, being on the 7th and cooking that lamb vindaloo dish made sense for the entire team. And I think I was happy with the dish, but at the end, it didn't go through the judges' table. So,
yeah. Do you actually think if it was served earlier in the progression that you might have not been the one to be sent home?
Absolutely. I think if I would have done like, if if the seafood were not chosen in the beginning, if I would have gone with prawn vindaloo or some like, chicken vindaloo, it would have been an amazing dish, you know. So, but at the end, it's all about progression. But at the end, what I believe is, one chef will be eliminated in every episode, but the impact is not counted in an episode, right? I went there, I represented myself, I represented the cuisine. I loved cooking with all the fellow chefs, loved the feedbacks of the judges. And, being on this competition is really what matters to me as well. But yeah, who doesn't want to cook until the end, you know?
Of course, we're all competitive. But wait, talk to me about that because you talk a lot, and I've, read some interviews you've done about sort of representing the Indian Sikh community and that cuisine. Do you feel like you did that? Are you still sort of proud of what you presented here on Top Chef?
No, I think I'm really proud of as long as I was there. My impact was there from the very first day. I was able to do all my dishes on time. I was helping my colleague, my friends, anytime whenever they needed, because in all the time constraints I had, I was actually finishing all my plates really well. And I was really feeling great about all the challenges, actually. And I really felt in myself that I will be at least in top five because of the how the things are going and all that stuff. But yes, it was a little disheartening. But as at the end of the day, as a chef, it has sharpened my skills even more being in that competition. And there is never an end, right? This was just a part, I feel, in my career where it sharpened my skills even more. And there will be many more opportunities in this culinary world for me to, keep representing myself. Coming from India in this country and getting all this opportunity, I think it's a blessing. And as the support of the viewers, the support of the even the fellow team members, the judges, I think it's a great platform. And yes, for the viewers, it's looked like, like it should have been done like that. It should have done like that. But at the end, the time constraints and everything, we all are performing our best to give the best dish to the judges, you know?
Yeah, I think as viewers, it's easy to say, this, oh, we should have done this. But I think also it's sort of missed sometimes as Top Chef, and I've said this before, the caliber of chefs is so high that whether you go home first or last, like a lot of those chefs are equally as talented, and it's just like a bad day or a disagreement about a dish. It's so arbitrary sometimes. It's crazy.
Absolutely. You said it absolutely right. Your dish can be the best, but maybe the other chefs is better than you. At the end, it's all about how the progression is, how the judges feels, because they have an experience of doing these series from last 23 years. They know what exactly is happening. And at the end, one dish might have not cut for the same day, and that was mine, and I had to. And I was a little upset because I didn't have chance for Last Chance Kitchen.
I
And
know.
this year it was like, oh, the first two chefs will not have Last Chance Kitchen. I wish and I hope this was not this year, or I would have competed in Last Chance Kitchen and came back to the competition, because I feel I'm very competitive and I bring on flavors. But at the end, I don't regret it, because what I achieved being there in the Top Chef competition in season 23 really brings a lot of great experience to me. And I think I will keep pushing myself. It's not an end of anything. As a chef, I believe there's always a great another level to achieve. And I have these beautiful restaurants, and I have beautiful guests, supportive guests all over the country who have always supported me. And I'm really thankful for this Top Chef season this year, who gave me an opportunity to, I can speak out of my culture, I can speak out of my cuisine, what I'm proud of, And I really feel proud to be with all those chefs. They all were amazing. They are amazing. And at the end, there has to be one winner, right? And whoever it will be a great moment for all of us to represent us as a Top Chef contestants of 23 season.
Yeah, even Tom said he was like the level of cooking is so good right now. So I know it's hard. I also think you would have probably done pretty well in Last Chance Kitchen. So I was bummed about that as well. Was there anything that you remember from the experience that you wish was shown on TV or anything? Yeah, anything you wish they showed or we missed?
No, I think the edit is really good. There was nothing which was like overshown or something like that. Everything is like, but at the end, the filming is a lot of hours, and they have to bring it to an hour or so for the viewers, right? But at the end, everything was shown in the way it is. And as I mentioned, I have no regrets. I wish the progression if I would have got some other protein or the other ingredient would have been like, maybe I was not having this interview with you. We would have waited for this, right? So, but at the end, it for me, belief is whatever happens, happens for a reason. And, you know, I did my best out of it. I gave my dishes. And at the end, it was not just one, that dish that kept me going on the competition, but that does not mean it was a bad dish, you know?
Yep, exactly. Well, I guess that brings me to my last question, Jossie. If you you're very competitive, I can tell. Would you do Top Chef again if you got the opportunity?
Absolutely. Ask me now, I will do it tomorrow.
Really? Okay.
I always believe in finishing my incomplete journey, and I really feel that, you know, I have what it takes to be a top chef. Like, you know, I know my career, how I started. I had thousands of odds against me. And today where I'm standing, I really feel that it was just a blessing, and my hard work of my, and the belief of my team where I am right now, you know, representing as a first Sikh turban chef as well on Top Chef, right? I really wanted to make my community proud, make my country proud in this. And I still think I did, because
you did, I'm sure.
It's all about, you know, being a part of that competition. And, you know, as I mentioned, there's only one winner, and it can be me or anyone else. But at the end, we should be proud of what we have achieved, even being in that competition. And I really feel that I achieved a lot. I thank all the viewers who have supported me. I received thousands and thousands of feedbacks and, like, you know, the their messages, which really made me feel so blessed. That, you know, that viewers really follow Top Chef. And it's like about, I hardly think I had any negative comment from any of the viewers on my Instagram, on my social, but that makes this Top Chef family so great that, you know, either you are last one or the first one, you will be still loved. You will be still supported. And as you asked, I will definitely be love to go back and compete. And I promise I will do better.
Okay. Listen, like you said, you represented your community well. I thought your cooking looked amazing. I obviously didn't get to eat it, but yeah, thank you for your time today. I'm sorry to see you go home early, but it was really fun to watch you while you were there. So
absolutely. Can't wait to cook for you. Whenever you are here in Houston, let me know. And definitely would love to cook for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jossie. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.